everybody, welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the first episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai. Why is this happening? Well, see, what happened was Saban purchased the Power Rangers back from Disney. Saban moved the show over to Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon limits how many episodes you can have of a series in a year. And rather than try to condense a full, on the average of about 50 episodes series into 20 to 22 episodes, they decided it would be a better idea to split it up over two seasons. That way they had more space to work with. In doing that, they needed something to differentiate the second season from the first season. So they added Super to it. So we have Super Samurai, Super Mega Force, Dino Supercharge, and Super Ninja Steel before things change when Hasbro takes over. In any event, Super Samurai begins with the first episode, Super Samurai, which first aired on February 18th, 2012. It was written by James W. Bates, based on the episode by Yasuko Kobayashi, and it was directed by Jonathan Broff. Without any further ado, we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, go! All right, well, this part's still the same. Wonder if it'll be different next episode since it'll be Super Samurai. Oh, we're flying. Now, I want to make it clear here that with Samurai, in case you haven't watched it before, and I'm sure if you're listening to this, you have, but if you haven't watched this before, this is not a change of anything. No new powers. Well, there's going to be some changes, but these are still Samurai. They're still adapting Samurai Sentai Shinkenger, however you want to say it. And so, I mean, nothing huge is changing. Uh-oh. Well, that's a weird way to end the pre-title sequence. Oh, we got some new stuff now. Did they use the same sound effects from the original version? And just put it over them? Because that's weird. Now, as I believe I mentioned before, the changes brought on by having the Super Samurai stuff that we are being spoiled in the intro, as always, was delayed in the Power Ranger version. So they've had to edit episodes of Shinkenger to edit that stuff out. So we might have some repeat stuff. But for example, in the actual Shinkenger episode where the Red Ranger fights, what's his face? They're using Super Samurai or some of the Zords and weapons and things that are introduced that we're about to get introduced to in the Sentai version, and they had to edit all that out for the Power Ranger version. If that makes any sense, I don't know if I did there. Oh, Jell-O! Yuck! I was afraid this would happen. A moment I have feared has finally come to pass. Ooh, it even popped a bubble. Ew. This is not good. No, it's evil, dude.
Sanzu River. Guys, over here.
Also, Jaden has a haircut. Interesting.
Mentor said that it was a sign that the Nylock were growing stronger.
gets worse.
Look. Oh, look, footprints. Ew. Mike might have changed his hairdo. I wonder who this is. Oh, run, deer, run. Oh. Oh, is this that spider monster from before? I thought they destroyed him. Maybe not. Oh. Ah, the medicine. That's right. I forgot.
And got supercharged. He's running around like a rabid animal.
He could cause a lot of fear and misery. The river is already seeping into their world.
You know, with the way that costume is made, it looks like he's got an ab crunch like a figure. Like, he's literally made to be a figure. Yeah, Mike's changed his hair. Interesting. Everyone else looks about the same.
And using those pools of Sanzu water to keep from drying out.
Uncle Walk, these are pretty complicated.
Oh, bish posh. Do you think I'd spend my last penny on something I couldn't figure out how to use?
Well, with this, we can document the...
Wow. Usually those things come in some sort of packaging inside the box. Okay. Really? Gold headphones?
We have a big problem. Programming the black box can wait no longer.
I'll get to work on it right away.
That's not what it looked like last season. Did they not have the prop? Because that looks like more of a toy than what they had last season. Or is this supposed to be the result of all the symbol power stuff he's been doing? He's got some big ugly eyes.
Have you lost the trail?
This way.
Good job, Mike.
I guess no.
These footprints disappeared a long time ago. The forest is my turf. I can still track him. We just found him.
Huh. I think, yeah, right there.
Hold it right there, Nylock.
Not this creep again. He's the one that got away.
That's fine. This time we'll finish him off.
How did Bulk know where to be? Oh, what's all the smoke from?
Wow, that
was weird.
Don't you remember? He mutated.
He's out of control. But what's worse is he's not drying out.
He must be using a big pool of river water.
We need to find him before he hurts anyone else. How are we gonna track him down?
Well, we won't find him standing around here.
Sweet!
Samurai moves, and soon we'll be fighting monsters just like the Rangers.
What does this do, Uncle Bulk?
Oh, that's a memory card. You put this in the camera, allows you to record things.
Oh, whoops. The camera should have some memory on it that it could use.
It looks like Xandrid may be planning to flood the Earth.
We'll have to work as a team.
The Nylock have tried to ambush us before, but this time, it's our turn. We'll ambush him.
But how?
He'll need to rehydrate, so we'll catch him at the source.
How did he get that that was the source from all of that? That makes no sense to me. So what is it supposed to do?
This must be the source.
Oh, they use this in Super Mega Force too. I've seen that place.
They think they're going to ambush him, but they're in for the surprise. Walk past these and say goodbye to your morphing powers, Rangers.
Oh, that's not good.
Where's that Nylock?
How do they know that's the source? That's not even that big of a puddle. Yeah, possibly. Yeah,
saw this pool and assumed.
Of course. This place is so big. There could be another pool.
So I guess two rangers can no longer morph. Oh, they found him. Ew. Oh.
Call the others.
It looks like blood. You think? Oh, it's going to be even tougher when you try to morph, I think.
Don't worry. I've got your back.
We all have your back.
Well, how did she hear him? Okay, so how many does it work on? Oh, they all walked in front of the thingies? That's no good. You're standing there in front of a monster and a bunch of moogers. What are you going to do? I said moogers.
There. We crossed an evil barrier.
Kevin and I will handle the barriers. You guys, be careful. There's a lot of Sanzu water here, and it's dangerous stuff.
Yeah, don't step on it. It'll burn your shoes. Ooh. He's pretty good.
This time's gotta work. I can't fail my friends.
Oh, so it stays floating? That's cool. Kind of confused.
I did it.
Hurry.
Yep, get out of there. Drive him in the SUV. Come on, people. Oh, look, he got water on him. His back must be burning a little bit. Oh, careful, 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 careful. Well, that's one way to get a haircut. Does it have to be at almost the same time like that?
My powers are back!
out that nylon.
My pleasure. We're on it.
Man, this guy's a super mutant.
They got a lot drier there, have you noticed, now that they've morphed? He didn't have a disc with it in a minute ago. Okay, here we go.
You're done for, Nylock. I combined all the power discs into the black box, and now we can morph into Super Samurai, unleashing superpowers you can only imagine.
Yeah, but only one at a time. Oh, and it gets huge when they put it on the sword. Wow.
So much power. Man, this black box rules.
Yeah, but does it turn it into a one-man show now? Cool effect.
Nice try. Lion disc.
Okay.
Super blazing strike. Wow, that Super Samurai mode is awesome. Stay alert. This Nylock's going mega.
This time I'll call in the cavalry so you can take Super Red out. Some Spitfangs and giant Moogers should do the job. Sayonara!
Time to check out Super Mega Mode. Mega Mode Power!
Oh, that's kind of cool looking, actually. So, fun fact. This episode, I don't remember if it was before or after it actually aired on Nickelodeon, but this first episode was actually available in free HD quality on iTunes for free around the time of that it made its debut. That was fun. That's how I saw it the first time. So does the Megazord get a big cloak too? Kind of like how the Lost Galaxy Megazord got an upgrade? Ooh, he didn't even have to go through his whole thing. I hope no one was in those buildings. Oh, is this like Zio Mega Battlezord type deal. Oh, ouch. Oh, interesting. Oh, the helmet does kind of look like the Black Box-ish. So now they're all in there together. I believe it was the Spice Girls that once had a song about when two become one. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Okay. I'm not sure we could take another hit like that. I think we can use a hand. Well, a tentacle. Well, a bunch of tentacles. Come on, Octazord. Ha ha ha. Guys, let's combine our Zords with Octazord. Tiger Zord, Field Zord, Swordfish Zord. Yeah, this is definitely one of the combinations I was talking about before. This cannon actually took out the monster in one of the last episodes we saw of Samurai. Not a sword strike from the Megazord. Yeah, but what does it do? It shoots. What? Come on, man. How does Antonio know what it does? Meanwhile, we're just going to stand here and take the shots. Targeting. Locked on. Fire in the hole. Unleash the Zords. Oh, that's kind of cool. He didn't say Super Samurai Rangers. Oh! I guess they were in one of the buildings?
Maybe running around trying to film these Samurai Ranger fights isn't such a good idea. Huh? I said maybe running around trying to film the...
Oops. First off, is that really going to work? Also, did you notice Bulk and Spike back there?
Yeah, but I don't like that the Nylock have found a way to mutate.
The threat is growing, but so are we. Thanks to our man Antonio here.
I hear that. Might finally get an edge on Master Xandrin.
We just have to keep getting better and stronger. We have to be Super Samurai.
Da, 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 da. Like you need a cape. So Master Xandrin and Octorio are voiced by the same guy. That's fun. He had to do that one whole scene all by himself. That wasn't a bad intro for the new season, I guess. Or continuation. We got new power-ups and new powers. I don't know how Antonio knew what they did. But he did. That was kind of weird. In any event, Oh, that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching the second episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, which is, of course, Shell Game. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.